It's music's greatest decade, beginning with Billboard's number one hit on January 7th, 1950, Gene Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and ending with Frankie Avalon's Why on December 28th, 1959. The 1950s was truly music's greatest decade. Tom Tarando is your host for this survey of Billboard's number one hit singles from 1950 through 1959, uncut, along with notes and background information on the songs, the artists, and much, much more. Sit back and relive the unique sounds of the 50s, or experience for the first time the most dynamic artists of that era. Here's Tom Tarando with the songs from another year of the 1950s, music's greatest decade.
All right, thanks, Michelle Fisher, and hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tarando, and this is Music's Greatest Decade. Before we get into the number one songs of 1953, let's provide some context for these songs. We'll take a look at the major events in news, sports, technology, and entertainment that shaped the year 1953, and that used these songs as a soundtrack, if you will, for those events. In 1953, Nikita Khrushchev wins a power struggle in the Soviet Union after the death of Joseph Stalin. Convicted spies Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were executed. The U.S. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, which is now Health and Human Services, was created. And the Soviet Union detonates its first hydrogen bomb. In science and technology, U.S. Air Force test pilot Chuck Yeager sets a speed record in the X-1 rocket plane. An expedition led by Sir Edmund Hillary is the first to reach the summit of Mount Everest. James Watson and Francis Crick determine the structure of DNA, and researchers find the first clear evidence linking lung cancer to cigarette smoking. In sports, there were some moving vans making their way across the East and the Midwest as the St. Louis Browns move to Baltimore to become the Orioles, and the Boston Braves pack up their bats, balls, gloves, and uniforms and move to Milwaukee. In arts and entertainment, notable movies include Roman Holiday, From Here to Eternity, and The Rogue, which incidentally was the first major motion picture filmed in widescreen CinemaScope. Songs include Doggy in the Window, which we have for you tonight, I Believe, Stranger in Paradise, and I Love Paris. New TV shows debuting in 1953, 20 Questions, The Red Skelton Show, GE Theater, and Make Room for Daddy. Books, Casino Royale by Ian Fleming and Battle Cry by Leon Uris. And finally, TV Guide makes its debut and features Lucille Ball and her newborn son, Desi Arnaz IV, on its first cover. So when we left off in December 1952, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by 13-year-old Jimmy Boyd was the number one song on Billboard's charts, and of course it remained there past the holiday and stayed in the number one spot for another week or so through New Year's Day. Then on January 10th, 1953, Perry Como grabbed the top spot with Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes. It's a country song about a man away from home who's worried that his paramour may unwittingly stray from their relationship. It was written by Winston L. Moore, a.k.a. Slim Willett, and published in 1952. Perry Como, with the Ramblers, tracked that song on November 4, 1952, and released it through RCA Victor as a 78 and a 45 RPM. Based on its success, Slim Willett and Tommy Hill also wrote the female answer song, I Let the Stars Get in My Eyes, which was performed by Hill's sister, Goldie Hill. Perry Como, backed by the Ramblers. He's a singer, and he's got a warning for you about stars in your eyes.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Or keep your heart from me. For someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights.
Too many nights.
Too many stars.
Too many stars.
Too many moons could change your mind.
Don't let the moon change your mind.
If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you are mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Or keep your heart from me. For someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Be alone.
Too many nights all alone.
Oh, please keep your heart while we are apart. Don't you linger in the moonlight when I'm gone.
While I'm gone.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart.
Don't let the moon break your heart.
Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Or keep your heart from me. For someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
I'll ever love.
I'll ever love.
Again, keep my love locked in your heart, darling. I'll return, and then we will never have to part. Though it may break your heart and mine, the minute when it's time. Till I was again with you, just the way we are tonight, I will keep my promise true, for you are my guiding light. With you, just the way we are tonight. promise true. For you are my guiding light, my light, my light. I will keep my promise true. Till I waltz again with you.
That song, Till I Waltz Again With You, was written by Sid Prosen and published in 1952 and recorded by Teresa Brewer on August 19, 1952. First reached the Billboard magazine bestseller chart on December 6, 1952 and lasted 22 weeks, 7 at number 1. The song also reached number 1 on the Cashbox chart for 6 weeks in 1953. In late April 1953, during his senior year at Humus High School, Elvis Presley sang that same song in his school's annual minstrel show. The Big E was failing his music class and made this his last-ditch effort to earn a passing grade. He was performer number 16 and chose Teresa Brewer's song that was on top of the charts just a month earlier. Let's listen in to an Elvis biographer who will set the stage for you on Elvis Presley's senior year talent show performance of Till I Waltz With You.
53, and Elvis Presley played on that stage that you just saw. This is the program from it. He was 16th in the lineup, and it says guitarist. And notice his name is spelled wrong, Presley. And this was his senior year, and he did well in the talent show. I believe he won. And the song that he sang was Till I Waltz Again With You.
Till I waltz again with you.
To Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
How much is that doggy in the window? That's a popular novelty song published in 1952 and loosely based on the folk tune Carnival of Venice. The song is also based loosely on the song Oh Where Has My Little Dog Gone. The best known version of the song is our next selection, recorded by Patti Page on December 18, 1952, and released in January 1953 by Mercury Records as a 78 and a 45 RPM under the title The Doggy in the Window. The flip side was My Jealous Eyes. The A side reached number one on both the Billboard and Cashbox charts in 1953 and sold over 2 million copies. Oddly enough, though, Mercury Records had such a poor distribution in the United Kingdom. A recording by Lita Rosa was the one most widely heard in the UK, reaching number one on the UK singles chart in 1953. It distinguished Rosa as the first British woman to have a number one hit on the UK chart. It also reached, became the first song with a question in the title to reach number one.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
It's always like this. I worry and wonder. You're close to me, but where is your heart? It's a sad thing to realize that you've a heart that never melts. Pretending that I'm someone else. You must break the spell, this cloud that I'm under. So please, won't you tell, darling, where is your
That song, the song for Moulin Rouge, also known as Where Is Your Heart, first appeared in the 1952 film Moulin Rouge. The music was written by Georges Auric, with the original French lyrics written by Jacques Leroux, and the English words by William Engvick. However, in the film, the song is called It's April Again, and there is no mention of the phrase Where Is Your Heart. In Moulin Rouge, the theme song was sung by Muriel Smith, dubbing for Zsa Zsa Gabor, who lip-synced the Smiths' singing. What you just heard became the most popular version of the song, made by the Percy Faith Orchestra with a vocal by Felicia Sanders. The recording by Faith and Sanders was made on January 22, 1953, and released by Columbia Records in both 78 and 45 RPM formats. It first reached the Billboard chart on March 28, 1953, and lasted 24 weeks on the chart, peaking at number one and spending 10 weeks at the top. One final note, this version finished as the number one song for all of 1953, according to Billboard magazine.
I'm walking behind you on your wedding day, and I'll hear you promise to love and forget me, you're still on my mind. Look over your shoulder, I'm walking behind. Maybe I'll kiss again with a love that's new, but I shall wish again I was kissing you, 'cause I'll always love you wherever you go. Parted, I want you to know that if things go wrong, dear, and fate is unkind, look over your shoulder.
if things should go wrong, dear, and fate is unkind, look over your shoulder. I'm walking behind.
Well, did you recognize Eddie Fisher's recording of I'm Walking Behind You? Billy Reed wrote it and published it in 1953. Eddie Fisher's rendition of the song became a number one hit single on both the Cashbox and Billboard charts in 1953 in the United States. It reached number one on the UK singles chart as well. Eddie Fisher recorded the song with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra on April 7th, 1953, and RCA Victor released it into the United States. Also in 1953, Frank Sinatra released his own rendition on Capitol Records at his first recording session for the new label. It reached number seven on Billboard's top charts and pop charts, rather, in 1953.
You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
Dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bell are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. Although your many million dreams away, each night I'll say a prayer to guide you, to hasten every lonely hour of every lonely day. Now the dawn is breaking through a great tomorrow, but the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my
Vaya con Dios, may God be with you, or literally, go with God. Popular song written by Larry Russell, Inez James, and Buddy Pepper, and first recorded by Anita O'Day in December of 1952. But that Les Paul and Mary Ford recording reached number one on August 8, 1953, and remained there for a total of 11 non-consecutive weeks. So how did that happen? Well, Vaya con Dios hit number one on August 8th, as we just said, and stayed there for 9 weeks before it was replaced on October 10th by St. George and the Dragonette. Then, on November 7th, Vaya con Dios was back on top of the Billboard charts for 2 more weeks before yielding the top spot forever. One more note about that song. In 2005, Vaya con Dios was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. St. George and the Dragonette is a short audio satire recorded August 26, 1953 by Stan Freberg for Capitol Records. It was released September 21, 1953 as a 45 and reached Billboard's number one slot on October 10th and stayed there for 4 weeks. That was what we were talking about previously. It interrupted the 11-week consecutive run of Vaya con Dios. Scripted by Freberg and Dawes Butler, the spoof combined the tale of St. George and the Dragon with the popular 1950s radio and TV series Dragnet. The recording sold over 1 million copies in the first 3 weeks. The cast featured Freberg, Butler, June Foray, and Hi Averbeck. Freberg used a variation of the line, "Just the facts, ma'am," which was popular and associated with Dragnet, or rather, despite never being actually used in the series. Freberg actually said, "We just want to get the facts, sir." Freberg wanted to use the original Dragnet opening theme music by Walter Schumann. Capitol Records insisted he get the permission of Dragnet star and creator Jack Webb. Being a Freberg fan, Webb liked the idea, approved the use of the theme music, and allowed Freberg to use the same orchestra from the Dragnet series, which Schumann conducted. According to Freberg, when he approached Webb with the idea for the record, the actor said, "I was wondering when you'd get around to me, Freberg." Here now, St. George and the Dragonette.
The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Say, did you take that 45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He baned me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3:05 p.m. I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
Funny stuff from Stan Freberg. As we close our show tonight, we'll listen in to another chart topper by Tony Bennett. Rags to Riches was written by Richard Adler and Jerry Ross and based on a famous Russian tune called Volga Melody by Yuri Chetkov, sometimes known as Samara, My Lovely Town. The best-known version of the song, recorded by Mr. Tony Bennett with Percy Faith and his orchestra, was number one on the Billboard charts in 1953 and became a gold record that same year. It reached number one on November 21st, 1953, and stayed there for 6 weeks. As always, we appreciate you spending some of your valuable time with us tonight. We look forward to having you back next Thursday at 7 o'clock for the number one hits, this time of 1954, on Music's Greatest Decade. Close our show now with Tony Bennett. So long, everybody.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. Clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's everything. Tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to
listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando. Join us next time for another year's number one singles from the 1950s on Music's Greatest Decade.